due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
A lot of things have changed, and I'm kind of a big deal now.
No, you are. You are. You got some. I'm a huge fan of your music. You got some real toe tappers, catchy tunes. But when you start running your mouth about my hometown of Toronto, I'm gonna have to ask you to silence your cell phone, hold your applause, and most importantly, Elias, shut your mouth.
Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Pain Clinic for September 1st. Real quick holidays today. It's M&M Nut Day. Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know. It's the first woman telephone operator. And National Cherry Popover Day. And by the way, we only got a few birthdays before we get into the introductions on the show. Birthdays today. Mad Dog Vachon would have been 89. He passed away in 2013. Bam Bam Bigelow would have been 57 today. He passed away in 2007. Rocco Rock would have been 65 today. He passed away in 2002. So there's a lot of people who are no longer with us. We're born on this day. But there's a few that are with us. Sim Snuka. You might remember him as Deuce from Deuce and Domino. He's 47 today. Wow. Well, he must have been pretty old when he showed up there.
Yeah, I can't believe he's that old.
Yeah, he is. And English wrestler Doug Williams is 46 today. Yeah, you remember Doug Williams from Ring of Honor?
Doug Williams was great.
He was. We got to meet him backstage when he was in Impact here. And he was just a wonderful, friendly guy. And Sami Callihan is 31 today. You might remember him as Solomon Crowe in NXT.
And is Sami Callihan currently?
And Sami Callihan currently on Impact. So those are the birthdays today. Pink Link's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. Join us 1 week from today. Man, it is September 1st.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that insane?
When I signed in, I couldn't believe it. I was like, it's September already?
Oh, my gosh. Where is summer gone? I mean, kids.
It's staying around this week, so don't worry.
It's staying around this week?
It's going to be in the 90s this week.
Oh, well, I know, but kids got to go to school.
Yeah. Good for them.
Kids got to go to school. So September 8th, though, it was one week from today, we'll be hosting UFC 228 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. There'll be prizes, drink specials all night. That's September 8th, 1 week from today, at Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 228, and I cannot wait. Also, interested in roller derby, you want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. That is an awful long email address.
Yes.
Rock City Rock Derby Recruitment at gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby if you're into the men's team, which, you know, I kind of have a little passion for because I played for them. You can go to Flower City Fear, and that's F-L-O-U-R, Flower City Fear on Facebook, and you can contact them about how you can come out and be a skater, referee, anything. You know, we all need tons of volunteers. So we're got a crazy show today. I'm the Cash Man. I'm your humble host. I'm joined by Danger Boy.
Good morning.
This is Orange Hat. And we got Chad visiting us today. Chad.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Chad, can you do a little macho man for me?
Yeah, it's like you're having a cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah. Yeah.
I should have brought my Macho ID.
Oh,
I haven't run
my favorite.
I haven't run the ID since he passed away because I feel terrible about it. But Chad's going
to. The cream always rises to the top.
That's right, Chad. And Chad's at the top, right?
Oh.
Chad, thank you so much for coming. Chad works.
Thanks
in,
for having me.
Chad works in promotions up here at iHeartMedia. And if you were listening to the DeTullio Moran show earlier this week, you got a little chattyoke.
It was fun. I got to sing some Ozzy songs, I'm not going to lie. And then people had to call in and try to finish the lyrics.
And they were. It's always worse when someone has to finish it. You know, not one person could get a lyric after.
Well, here's my problem, Cash, is nobody can understand a word that Ozzy says in the first place.
Yeah.
So all of us, and I'm a huge Ozzy fan, but
sure.
Nobody knows the words.
Yeah.
We just like, do, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he's playing tonight in Syracuse, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be at the Lakeview Amphitheater.
It's awesome.
But he was playing. So that's how I met Chad kind of on the air with DeTullio Moran this past week. He was doing chattyoke. Danger, we should try something like that sometime.
Danny and Brian can sing. I'm not singing.
What we'll do is we'll bring
we can bring back hosts from the past,
yeah,
and have them sing.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could try to sing like entrance themes and have people try to guess.
Yeah,
who
that's
who
what.
It
not,
is.
Not sing them. How about kazoo them?
Oh, even better.
Yeah, you know.
Do, like, do, do, do.
I want the artiste to sing the Bella Twins theme.
Yeah, it's because the world record 57 times they played it in a loop as they traveled to, I think it was Watertown.
That's
from
insane.
Rochester. Yeah, listen to the same song over and over and over.
No
I think,
way.
Yeah, I think I would need some sort of medication.
Oh.
But, especially that song.
Well, we're here today. We're here to talk to you. And so you can give us a call, 222-1280, Star Toy. You can text us at that number as well. And Chad's up because Chad saw his very first WWE show this past Sunday.
It's kind of funny. I've been a fan for years and years. I mean, I was a teenager during the Attitude Era, and the Monday Night Wars totally had me. But I didn't even know about the behind-the-scenes stuff back then because, you know, I was in, like, 8th, 9th grade falling in love with wrestling.
Well, nobody did. I mean, not until the internet
it
came
was
around.
Awesome.
Not until Al Gore invented the internet. So
you know, I still remember that Monday Night Raw when Mankind took the title. And that was, you know what I mean, that one night that 600,000 people or whatever changed the channel.
Yeah, was that the empty arena match? Or
no, that was the one where Bischoff gave away, or Schiavone gave away the...
That'll put some butts in seats. Ugh.
It
you know, and then everybody changed the channel. I still remember that like that was yesterday, but I never saw WWE Live until last Sunday. And I got to tell you, I've had a blast. Even my wife, who's not a huge wrestling fan, I don't know how we missed it, but we did not know that the Bella Twins were going to be there, which is funny because my wife's a huge fan of them, you know, their show and everything. So when they showed up, it was like it reminded me of like an old school, you know, return when you just didn't know who was going to show up next. Like,
sure.
For that moment, it was just, I don't know, that was like true magic of wrestling. I loved it.
I will say, because of the world, the age of social media we are in now, I knew the Bellas were going to be here on Saturday just because they were posting. Because I was telling Chad.
WWE posted it too.
Yeah, WWE posted. But they also came here before. The last time they were here, they were doing their TV show, and they taped it down on Park Avenue. And they liked they liked a lot of little shops out here. So they came. They liked Rochester. So they remembered it. And they were like talking about it. And so if you follow them on Instagram, which, you know, I'll admit I do. I follow
my wife does. I saw the video.
Yeah, they posted that they were going to be here. So beyond that. But, you know, I mean, we had everybody here from the Raw House show.
Yeah, I was
live event. Sorry,
we actually left a little early, and it was cool because we went around a corner of the building, and all of a sudden, there's this side entrance, and there's two security guards and one guy with a camera, and one guy was out there, and I'm like, I go over to the security guard, and I'm like, are there wrestlers coming out here? And he goes, one just left about 30 seconds ago. All of a sudden,
Chad, you are so new to this.
Yeah.
Come on, Danger Boy. I
didn't know.
I gotta tell
know.
You, I left here last Sunday. I worked last Sunday, and I drove by, and there was fans standing outside at 12 o'clock getting autographs. Because the thing about Rochester, and there's not a lot, and the wrestlers will tell you this too, is in most cities, the parking is on the actually underneath the arena or close to the arena or locked, so nobody, but in Rochester, you got to park across the street.
Yeah.
So that means you have to be escorted across the street
right
to the back door. So that's why they hang out there. Because,
or you do what Dolph did the one time when we were out there. And waited till someone bigger came out and then tucked in because you can't tell who he is when he's just wearing his street clothes and got a hood up and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then him and AJ and Big E, you could tell who he was because he's so thick.
Yeah.
But they just snuck right behind everybody. It's like, oh, that was Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler came right out. He came right out. But, dude, everybody walked, like, right past us. Luckily, when I first went out there, my wife and I first went out there, there was only one guy out there at the time. And so, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't necessarily freak out about this or, you know, for me, this was amazing because of all the people that to come out, Rhino came out. And I'm like, man, I love ECW. So, I mean, I love the good ECW matches, you know, the classic old stuff.
Okay, hold on. What do you consider classic old stuff?
Oh, you know, like Eddie Guerrero versus like Dean Malenko. Some of those, you know, the Lionheart, Chris Jericho when he was
Taz and
Ezekiel Jackson versus Christian. And
No, forget that. Forget the return. You know, I fell out of it by then. But like the classic, you know, and the really, because when they were on point, they had some of the best pure wrestling matches I've ever seen, my opinion.
You should have gone to the shows in Buffalo because you could hang out with the guys in the parking lot right outside.
I remember the first show I went to at ECW at the Burt Flickinger Arena. I watched who's the guy that threatens us all the time?
Bubba Ray Dudley?
No, not Bubba Ray.
He's threatened me multiple times.
What's his name? He the mass transit incident.
New Jack.
So New Jack runs out of the arena, hops into a car, drives off, and everyone's standing outside hanging out. I mean, because we're all in line because everyone, you know. I mean, New Jack's there. Everyone brings a weapon, and so they have garbage cans out in front collecting the weapons. And you know, I mean, you see mops, hockey sticks. You know, sometimes you see some crazy stuff like a vacuum cleaner or a
popsicle stick remake of the Titanic.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mikey Whipwreck said he got his head split open by a Nintendo system. Yeah, I saw the video of it. It was geez.
So he goes out, and we're all standing in line. So he comes back about an hour later, and he says thanks, and he goes, "Hey, he said he went to the Anchor Bar and got some wings. Someone drove him there and drove him back." So, you know, I mean, they're all hanging out outside. You know, it's like. And so you got to see Rhino, the rookie monster. That's what the Steve Carino called him.
But he's like the last bastion of old ECW to me.
He's like after ECW had like jumped the shark.
Yeah,
me,
you're right.
To
you're
be
right.
honest with you.
But, well, look, if I had a choice, I'd have met RVD, man. He's my boy. But
RVD's coming to town sometime.
Is he really?
So, yeah, he's going to be doing I think he's doing comedy at the Comedy Club. They haven't announced the date yet, but he's been in negotiations.
I know Jake Roberts is coming in the neighborhood.
He's going to be at the Montage the first weekend of Sunday, October 5th.
I would go
Montage.
See
he's coming to talk. You know, we'll see.
What do you think, Danger? Would you see Jake Roberts do stand-up or that spoken word stuff?
Spoken word, yes. Would I pay money to hang out with him? Probably not. He's kind of curmudgeon-y now.
Oh yeah, well.
Well, he was just in town for the Comic Con for the flowers.
I'm sure his stories from the road and everything are fantastic.
Yes. Oh yeah, I bet.
The stories I've heard about him from the road that he won't tell you are even better. But we can't repeat most of those.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'll be here. We got a bunch of things. I mean, my friend
Dolph's coming back.
My friend Vinny Paulino is at Starcast this weekend and Starcast yesterday.
Jealous.
Oh, big time! I'm super jealous. He's been
jealous.
Posting pictures with him and Eric Bischoff and Bruce Pritchard and he said there's guys him and Scott Steiner. He took pictures with him. So I was going to ask him to call and I never really got a chance to because this weekend is All In. All In is the big pay-per-view or that's going to be on ROH Guest Pass. What was it called again? ROH Fan?
Honor Club.
Honor Club.
So and it's on the Fight Network.
And they even promoted it on ROH TV program. So,
yes.
So we're going to, this weekend, you're going to get the Cody Rhodes, Nick Aldis matchup in the main event. Nick Aldis being the NWA champ right now, formerly known as, was it Magnus?
Yes.
Magnus from Impact Wrestling, married to Mickie James.
One of the guys who I cannot understand why he's never made it to the WWE.
I'm not sure why, because, I mean,
He's got the look, he's good enough. I just don't know why, and maybe he doesn't.
Maybe
want
it's a
schedule.
Personal decision.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, look what they have a tendency to ruin people sometimes.
Well, I think he got locked in contract after contract. He was done with Impact, then he went to Jeff Jarrett's thing, got locked in that contract, and I'm not even sure where that stands. Jeff Jarrett's company that he made up.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
Yeah, but Nick Aldis is now the NWA again. NWA champ is kind of one of those things agreed upon still by the NWA board of directors.
You mean Billy Corgan?
Yeah. So Billy. The man who owns the company right now, which is Billy Corgan. But Nick Aldis is, Mickie James' husband. I think that she was out with WWE. That's why he didn't go there when he was free to do. And now she's back with him, and now he's still wrestling. So he definitely should make. He's a guy who was, what was it called? He was on a TV show in England. He was
on a... the English version of American Gladiator.
Yeah, he was a American.
Oh wow,
yeah.
No kidding, cool.
Yeah, that's where they found him, taught him how to wrestle, I don't really know
what they called it over there.
Remember when we had him on the show when Borash was handing the microphone around and it was they were in the and he's like not telling us who's going to be on the air with us. So
we had to guess.
We got Madison Rayne, we got Nick Aldis, and back then it was Magnus. Who else was it? AJ? No, we got Kurt Angle that one time.
Yeah, when he handed it to Kurt Angle, and you're like. He's like, I'm from Pennsylvania. You're like, Philadelphia? No, the other side. And you couldn't figure out who it was, and we all knew in here.
Yeah, well, you guys could have jumped
Kurt
in.
Kurt Angle, really? Wow.
Yeah, we've had Kurt on a few times. Kurt's a good guy, man.
I bet he's a good guy.
He is a good
guy. Kurt's always been nice
broken
to us backstage,
freaking neck.
Too.
Yeah, we hung out with him. We went to Elmira for an Impact show and hung out with Kurt for pretty much a couple hours, and he was just wandering around waiting for the show to start.
Wow.
But also, that's when Bischoff's kid was there, Garrett Bischoff.
He was cool, too. I don't care what anybody says. He was cool.
Who, Eric Bischoff?
Eric Bischoff's son, Garrett. Yeah, he used to wrestle for Impact Wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was pretty cool. You know what was really cool but didn't shake hands?
I'm not saying he was really cool.
Austin Aries. Okay. Well, but
he's a curmudgeon, too.
So we got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk more about the house show. We're going to take a break right now. But it's like there's so much news. I mean, we had like a return this past week. We had a return, and a turn. How about we tease that, and we'll talk about that on the flip side. So yeah, we're going to go to break right now. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number. And we have special guest Chad. Chad in the studio with Danger Boy and I. We'll be back right after this.
Workhorse. You sure could have fooled me when you had to have your boys come out here and save you when I came calling last week.
And brothers, I've waited a mighty long time to finally do this. But we are now not your one time, not two time, not three, not four, but can you dig it, sucker? I told Braun Strowman I'd meet him out here at 8 p.m. It's at least 8:05 now. And I didn't win this title to just stand in the ring and hold it. I'm here to defend it. So if that meat shack don't come out here ASAP, we're going to turn this thing into the Shield Workhorse Open Challenge. And if anybody wants to step up, they can come get it.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Kofi Kingston gets a new number five-time champion here. I guess. I mean, all of the guys are five-time champs, I guess.
Yeah. They do the free burp rule.
They were. I mean, that is the best thing of SmackDown was when Booker T came out, when he started to go four-time. Dun, 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 dun. And it was King Booker too, and he was doing he was doing the whole King Booker,
and he still did Spinneroonie.
He did, and still Big E can't do it, so they spun him around while
he was on his back.
He looked like a turtle. Yeah,
yes, he did.
All right, so welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined with Danger Boy, and we've got Chad. Chad, can I give your last name?
Rowley.
Rowley. That's almost a great wrestling name, Chad Rowley.
Yeah, my DJ name in college was Chad Savage because Randy is my favorite ever.
Ooh, yeah.
I love it.
The Macho Man.
To me, he was just a total package. He was a good stick man. He was good on the mic. And he was fantastic in the ring.
I got to tell you, we had him on the air after he put out the rap song.
Oh, God.
He was great. He was, you know, it's like we asked him everything. And it's like I was so scared because I'm waiting for the phone to hang up. The first thing we asked that's not cool. And he was great the whole interview.
You remember that we had a run-in with him backstage at WCW as well that didn't
really
as well. Because of the one...
You got to meet him?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the one former co-host of the show decided to talk about his baseball career. And he's, like, there for wrestling. And he's, like, started to get a little upset talking about his baseball career.
He didn't
want to
talk about that, sure.
He didn't want to talk about it, definitely. So, welcome back to the show. I want to remind you we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 228 a week from today. Starts at 10 p.m. Come out and hang out with us. Watch some some gritty action in the octagon, and we'll have a good time. I promise you. We've always have a good time at Salvatore's for wrestling as well as for UFC. And I want to do a little hint that we are going to be having a 20th party. 20th. We've been on the air 20 years in November.
Fantastic.
Can you believe it? How old were you 20 years ago?
Me, 15.
Okay, so that's not too bad. I have people, when they say they're four, it's like, that's when it's like, wow, I've been doing this show since you've been four. People actually will be legal. The show will be legal soon, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's legal in Canada right now.
Well, that's good.
Well, last year we took the show to Canada and got it a little wasted.
We did. You know what we got coming up this week? NXT is going to be in Buffalo this week.
Ooh.
Riverworks. You definitely do not want to miss that. But let's talk a little bit about some things that happened on TV this past week. And then we'll kind of work our way back into talking about the live event. Because you can always call us at 222-1280. Star 1280, of course, if you're on your phone, it's a lot easier to do that. And talk to us about your time here at the and we're on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
You can see what Chad Rowley looks like on Facebook Live.
I'm just too beautiful to behold. That's what it is.
He's Rowdy Rowley.
Ronda, that sounds good. I like that.
Rowdy Rowley. All right. You know, you get all sorts of different names, but you know, I'm going to pull out some Ozzy lyrics. I'm going to have you sing them because the man was awesome. I got to tell you, he definitely was awesome this past week. So some news from this past week. I guess one of the biggest pieces of news was that we know where SummerSlam's going to be after leaving Brooklyn this past year.
Correction. We know where we're hanging out next summer for a weekend.
SummerSlam's going to be in Toronto next August 11th. They're going to do the whole weekend there. So, you know, you're going to get the NXT takeover on Saturday. You're going to get the pay-per-view on Sunday. You're going to get Monday Night Raw, and then you're going to get Tuesday SmackDown. If they still keep – oh, I'm sorry. By then, does SmackDown have changed networks?
No, not yet.
Okay, I was going to say, because they're going in October, so this is in August. They're going to have a problem doing that once they change to the Fox
networks.
Oh,
they'll just start on Friday. They do Friday Night SmackDown, then NXT Saturday.
Oh, that would make it probably a lot easier.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You could actually set the pay-per-view up correctly. I remember when they used to do it on Friday nights, and they would set it up, and they would leave you wanting more, and it was closer to the actual pay-per-view day.
So I'm watching live footage from StarCast right now. Tony Clifton is singing with Jerry Lawler on stage.
Ooh.
And Lawler's about to drop him.
Tony Clifton?
Yes.
Okay, so Andy, are you saying that Andy is alive then?
No, Tony Clifton's there. They're different people.
No, they're not.
They're different people.
No, that was, okay.
They're different.
I got to tell you, my friend Vinny, who's there, took a picture of someone who turned 38 this past week. That would be, and believe me, last Sunday, Macaulay Culkin turned 38. Doesn't that make you feel old?
No, the fact the show's been going on for 20 years makes me feel old.
Yeah, that makes you feel old too. But Macaulay Culkin, it was there. He's at the StarCast.
Really?
Huge wrestling fan.
Yeah. He's a huge wrestling fan from what I heard. Yeah.
He actually got involved in a match last year. I think we ran the audio of him.
Really?
Yeah, with Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae was in it.
Yeah. And he got it. So
he started doing Home Alone stunts.
Yeah,
really?
Paint can stuff.
Yeah, throwing like little micro machines on the.
Nice.
It was crazy, but yeah. So he's there too. I mean, and now the question is: you see CM Punk anywhere on that video feed? Danger.
That's what we really want to know.
No, it was
yeah.
Just a clip.
God, I wish that would be great.
Well, so the big news is we got SummerSlam up in Toronto, and of course StarCast is going on right now. We could have been there. I'm sure there's probably was a way that it could have happened. We probably would have had to crowdsource it, but they did invite us to come and do our show live from StarCast. So. Or they said they gave me a connection to do it, so we could have been in Chicago this weekend. And Chad, I don't know if you've ever heard of All In before, but this is a big it's a big independent wrestling pay per view. It's going to be tomorrow night, and Ring of Honor is going to carry the feed of it on their subscription service. And,
yeah, I've been seeing stuff about it on YouTube all over the place.
Cody Rhodes is going to be there. The Young Bucks, a lot of the guys, of course.
I love Cody Rhodes, man. He to me is. He's a workhorse.
You watch. I bet you Chris Jericho shows up.
I have
on
a
it.
Feeling, man. I love. He's one of my favorites of all time, right there.
Yeah, I mean,
but I even like his band. I like Fozzy.
Oh yeah, they've been in town before.
Really? Yeah. I remember. I've still got a couple of worn out copies of their first few albums there.
When they were in town last, they played at the Main Street Armory, and he actually went to the what is the name of that the record store there?
Record Archive.
Record Archive, and he did an autograph signing.
Wow.
I waited in line with everybody. I finally get up there, and he goes, dude, if I knew you were here, you could have sat next to me the whole time. We could have just hung out. You know, it's like, damn, why you tell me that later?
Can you imagine just hanging out with Chris Jericho?
Well, I'm the one who narked on him because my daughter worked at the movie theaters up in Irondequoit, and Chris was in town, and he went to see a movie, and my daughter's like, Chris Jericho's at the movie theaters watching a movie. And so I like posted it on the Pain Clinic's Facebook page, and all of a sudden people started waiting for him to come out of the movie. Get his
I
did apologize to him for that. He did remember it, so because now he calls me the guy whose daughter works at the movie theater. So, but Danger Boy, you got something there?
Yeah, he doesn't like me.
Chris Jericho doesn't like any of us, really. I mean,
somehow I always seem to put my foot in my mouth when we're talking to him.
It's you or Danny or whoever else is in here. They'll ask him a question in which he's like, no, dumbass, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, he does seem like the kind of person that'll call you out on that right away, you know?
Definitely. But, I think he's going to show up. I think that
he's got to do something. I think he's still trying to promote his cruise, so.
Sure. Have you heard any, like, big rumors about people popping in Danger?
All I've heard is possibility of Neville. Or he's almost guaranteed to be there. I know right after it was announced that he was free to do whatever he wanted, Will Ospreay posted "Give me Pac," which was his independent name.
Yeah,
so,
Other
than that, I haven't heard much of anything. I'm sure there'll be some kind of surprise. Like Cody said when they first did this, he expected to have to spend money on promotion and all that good stuff, and they didn't have to spend anything because it sold out in 30 minutes. So he's like, we have some room in our budget for some stuff. But they also have the over-the-budget Battle Royal.
Yeah.
So I think you'll see some. I wouldn't be surprised to see a title change tonight.
Do you think that there's plants from the WWE who are in there, just taking notes of things going on? Because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is the first show to break $1 million sold in the United States that wasn't.
No, that's wow. That's the next. That's Madison Square Garden.
Oh, it's Madison Square Garden. Okay, but this is the first one to sell out over 10,000
seats in 20 years.
Yeah,
really,
and they sold out in half an hour.
30 minutes. Wow, no kidding.
And they have this thing the day before. It's called StarCast, and they invite all podcasters to come and set up a table and do their podcasts from this event. And the thing about it is you have all these famous podcasters out there. Tony Schiavone's there with his podcast. Every podcaster you can possibly think who's even – and there are a lot of wrestlers. They're all there, and they're all
– I know X-Pac's doing it live.
And they're all wandering around. So my buddy Vinny Paulino, who's down there, is taking – he's, like, meeting all these people who are just all the – these the Barbarian was sitting next to him at breakfast this morning at the table, it's like, he got the picture with, and actually hopefully he's making some connections because we've had rumors that Eric Bischoff's going to be coming to town with, who's the guy again that does his
Conrad.
Conrad
Thompson.
Conrad Thompson, who also is the one who came with Bruce Pritchard. He's going to be coming to the comedy club for a little question.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be cool. I mean, I would like to meet Eric Bischoff. I mean, on one hand, I know he's – I don't know. Just to hear some of his stories, that's the thing. And that's what I was thinking about with Danger with Jake Roberts. We were talking about that earlier. To be honest with you, I would love to hear some of those guys' old stories of the road, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we've had Eric on multiple. Every time he puts a book out, he comes on, or if he's got a beer he's putting out, he comes on.
Really?
And he's very friendly. He's a very, But he can tell he was an exec. He's very cautious on how he says things. And it's like, you get DDP on here. DDP swears. He didn't even realize he's doing it, It's
while he's cooking bacon.
Yeah, cooking bacon in the breakfast, eating while he's on the air with us. You're going,
really?
It's a wonderful sound on the air. But
I bet.
Yeah, a lot of these guys, but it's like, the history of this business, and they're all doing podcasts now. Jim Cornette. Huge.
Jericho. I love Jericho's podcast.
Jim Cornette says he makes more money now between podcasts and selling merchandise than he ever did when he was wrestling.
I believe that because they weren't making anything.
He made money.
He booked OVW.
I hope he made money when he blew out both of his knees in that scaffolding match.
He said he made 10 grand that night.
Yeah.
Because he fell and broke blue.
He said they all made 10 grand and then Bubba only got 5, and that's why Bubba left WCW at the time and went to WWE. That's when he became Big Boss Man.
You see, there's origins to everything out there. You see Jim Cornette blow both his knees out when he hits the ring. Because Bubba didn't catch him. That's why why they paid him less. And Jim Cornette, of course, has an incredible podcast. But another piece of news before we go to the phones here. Kane was officially sworn in as mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, Friday.
Did you see his first picture as a as mayor when he's putting together office furniture.
I did not see that.
Yeah, he's sitting on the ground putting together office chairs.
It's funny, as WWE Kane posted a new, said, hey, you ought to follow this guy. His name is Glenn Jacobs. And he both, but he had basically asked people on Twitter to follow his new Twitter as he's a politician now, you know?
Did you see his acceptance speech? It was actually pretty cool. Did you see it, either one of you guys,
no,
by any chance?
No, I saw parts of it. It was yesterday. I know that.
There was one. Maybe that wasn't it then.
When he won, he had a speech where he talked about, he used a lot of wrestling jargon in it.
But he also had a lot of gratitude towards his opponent. He actually gave her props, and I thought that was pretty
cool.
Well,
it's funny, you know? He ran as a Republican, and he's never been a Republican before. He's a libertarian.
Oh, really?
First and foremost. And, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to jump on one of the bandwagons to get the job. Doesn't mean you're going to change your opinion or your philosophy, you know. I mean, you know, but now he has backings of the GOP and everything. But, yeah, no, he was very easy. You know, we had him up in the studio in the Wee Show a couple of years ago, and he was we wanted to try talking politics with him, and I didn't do it, but Murph, who was our co-host at the time, baited him to talk some politics. He didn't really want to talk politics. We wanted to talk about wrestling, so we talked about his origin, and, you know, I mean, we talked real stuff with him. A lot of guys, you know, you get the wrestlers aside, and, some, you know, for old school guys, not always want to talk about real stuff. They want to talk about character stuff sometimes.
Oh, really?
It happens on occasion still, but Kane definitely, I mean, he talked real stuff when we asked him.
Cool.
Especially training. I mean, Al Snow trained him. And Al Snow, at the same time as he's training him, was training Dan Severin, believe it or not, to be a pro wrestler. So they all kind of have this big connection to Al Snow. Some other news, let's see. Looks like yesterday Punk, there's some Punk news. He drew a large crowd for his meet and greet. He had a one-hour tease in Chicago yesterday. They apparently, there's a lot of rumors about what might happen with him at All In tomorrow.
Oh, that would be amazing.
All In's tonight.
I'm sorry, All In's tonight. That's what I meant. All In's tonight. Yes, right. Today's September 1st, so Daniel Bryan must have signed his contract, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Daniel Bryan, you know, his contract ended yesterday.
Well, it would have been up tonight at midnight.
Oh, tonight at midnight. So he wouldn't have been able to do anything at least till midnight.
Unless they ran over midnight.
Yeah. But some interesting news. We talked about Neville last week leaving, and there's a couple stories or a little bit of more to the story about it. He'd been unhappy with WWE Creative, and he tried to get his release by when he quit the company back in October of 2017. WWE officials didn't grant him his release when he quit because they didn't want to set a precedent where talents under contract could walk out and go to New Japan Wrestling, which is where they expected him to go. Neville's contract was then frozen for almost a year before being released last week. So I wonder, was he still getting paid like the minimum?
If they froze his contract, I think they have to do something, but their minimum is something like 10 dates at $150 a pop or something like that. It's something ridiculously low.
And so they kept him not working for almost a year because they didn't want him going and taking his talents other places.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Well,
I mean, that's politics, though. I understand, but it's too bad.
I don't know if it's politics or if it's just, you know, we're the king of the hill and we dictate everything below the hill, you know? Not a big fan of that when I read that. And I know he didn't want to lose to Enzo, and that's really why he quit.
Well, it was between that and getting pigeonholed as a cruiserweight. The Enzo thing was the last straw.
Yeah.
For that night. But it was, he got pigeonholed as a cruiserweight. They had their spot in the card. He wasn't happy with it. He was one of the more overperformers at the time. His King of the Cruiserweights gimmick was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And
physically he was one of the best.
Yeah, he started on Raw. So, I mean, he started on regular programming and kind of got pushed aside to the Live 205 there, you know, so.
What was the name of it? The Red Arrow? Is that what it was called? What was his dive there that he did off the top?
Yeah, it was
the
Red Arrow. It's the 670 or whatever. I don't know.
Man, he's very talented.
We're going to go to break on that, man. We got some more news. We're going to talk some more Chad about WWE here in town. And your calls, 222-1280, Star 12. The only bad thing about being on the mic the whole time is I can't answer the phones when I see them ringing immediately. So I have to, like, wait till I get a break. So give us a call now, 222-1280, Star 12. We'll talk to you in the next segment. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
In just a few short months, I'll be lacing up these boots, getting in this very ring to take on Alexa Bliss.
So is that... Yeah, that's going to be like a swimsuit motto pillow fight, right? Because I have been looking forward to that for years, okay? The two of you.
That was a good one. Clever. Yeah.
I quit.
At Hell in a Cell, I'm getting that Universal Championship. But tonight, Dolph and Drew, you're gonna get these hands.
This is Ronda Rousey, and you're listening to The Clinic on Sports 1280 on WHDK.
Yeah, she almost got it there. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I don't want to mess with Ronda because she might put me in an arm bar, you know.
I would love to meet her, man. She's awesome. I've been following her career for years.
You know, you know how you really get her going? You hit her with some licorice.
Yeah. Twizzlers is her thing.
Yeah. You smack her around with some Twizzlers. 222-1280 starts with me. We got Scott from Henrietta on the phone. What's up, Scott?
Why is it every time I call, you lead in with the most inappropriate joke?
That wasn't inappropriate. Have you seen the commercial where she's getting slapped around by Twizzlers?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's up? Yeah, Scott, I saw you at the live event last week. Your wife, was it her first time she went to one?
It was her, I think it was like her third. We went to a SmackDown. I can't remember. I think we went to one other thing, but it was her first time actually seeing the Raw team. She really wanted to go. It was actually her idea of an anniversary present, so that's
nice.
How lucky I got.
Wow, that's great.
She really wanted to go. She wanted to see Bobby Roode. She really wanted to see Roman Reigns. Unfortunately, I had to suffer through that. But, the seats were fantastic. We were eye level with the ring. If it had been a television, we would have been on TV. And, you know, when Alexa Bliss was on the ring apron waiting for a tag, it was the best seat in the house.
Well, that's why I run her music, because Alexa Bliss is just a, guilty pleasure, we'll say.
But I will say, too, that Liv Morgan is right on par. That was also a fantastic match to watch, but it was a really good show. We got yelled at by Elias, our Rose specifically.
Hey, by the way, Elias coming out and playing All Along the Watchtower.
No, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Was that Knocking on
Heaven's
Door?
Yeah, it was Knocking on Heaven's Door. It was great.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I'm sorry.
Great.
I knew it was one of those Bob Dylan tunes, but it was like, man, and it was like great because he did a great job.
He did do a good job. Yeah. I'm so excited because we finally have a pro wrestler that not only has the musician gimmick, but can actually play and sing.
Yeah. But of course, then it ends quickly. But so, yeah, so Scott, man, you got an eyeful apparently most of the night. Good for you.
I got an eyeful. We got yelled at by Elias. I was the only one cheering for Braun in the main event, and I actually got a nod and a thank you, which was kind of weird.
Well, he probably knew he was going heel the next night on Monday Night Raw, right?
I still don't think that's a heel turn.
It's a heel turn. He sided with Dolph Ziggler. He sided with Drew McIntyre.
He had a legit beef.
It's an attempted heel turn. I got a feeling people are still
going to
cheer
him. Well, listen, they beat up the Shield one by one. They destroyed every single one of them. That was a heel turn.
Payback.
The enemy of the enemy is my friend.
Me, I hear you on that one.
Okay.
That's what that boils down to. I'll bet that sooner or later they're going to do something that's just going to tick him off. He's going to beat them up and just wander off into the wilderness for a little while and come back and beat somebody else up.
I'm waiting for Luke Harper to show up and then form a tag team with Braun Strowman and then maybe, find Bray Wyatt. Because we heard rumors after the show that Matt Hardy's done with the WWE for a while. He did do like a big send off at the end of the match where he said thank you for again. He said, and I heard the terms last match in his quotes. So Matt Hardy is probably done for a while. That's why I was surprised to see him. Danger, actually, Danger and I were sitting
there. Yeah, we were real surprised to see him
because we know that he has this fusion problem with his hip, and it's a pretty serious deal.
I don't know if you could see it from your angle, but when he got back into the ring after the match was over, he was in pain.
Yeah.
It wasn't, he was not, that was not a play. That was not, he wasn't anything. He legitimately had problems getting back to his feet. He was using the ropes a lot and leaning on the ropes for a minute. And you could just see on his face, he was not comfortable. He wasn't happy at all.
Yeah. He actually did the trademark Hardy symbol there at the end too. But he took to Twitter after the match and thanked the fans for the send-off with the match, he said. So it's like, you know, and he's talking about coming back and maybe working backstage as a producer or something with the company. So well, it's a shame, though.
Apparently, his first night working as a producer was SummerSlam.
Oh, was it really?
That kind of leaked out, yeah. He was working as a producer that night. He was learning. He was on the job.
Wow.
It's kind of an end of an era, you know, because and they've said too that doesn't Jeff saying he's got problems now. He's starting to have some numbness in a couple areas, and he's starting to get concerned.
Yeah, he had numbness in his arms for a lot, and he still does, I'm guessing. And we were talking before the show that we think maybe Jeff's going to be done soon too.
And I mean, then you watch SummerSlam, and he's doing a swanton off the top rope onto the apron.
Yeah,
because you know that's going to do wonders for your back.
Well, I guess he's not doing those at house shows anymore, though, because of his back, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, you know, but I mean, there's damage is done. I mean, you got to think that these guys were like, you know, those every time any of their major spots and matches from the years go by is like getting hit in a car accident. You know, especially when you're jumping off, you know, 18-foot tall. You know, ladders onto people and or tables. So, you know, I mean, we got to thank the Hardys for everything they gave to us, but I don't know how much more we're going to see of them, that's for sure. But, yeah, you got to see a close-up of that because I could see him, and it was like he looked like he was like a little bit of emotional because Bray was in the middle of the ring lifting his hands and stuff. And
because people around me didn't have a clue. They didn't know. They're like, well, what's going on? And I said, he's done. And everybody in my section kind of looked at me. I said, he's done. He's hurt bad. He's got serious problems with his spine, and they all kind of looked at the ring and started clapping. But it was, you could tell he was getting a bit choked up in the ring, and I think he wanted to leave, and Bray kept holding his hand up and wouldn't let him leave.
Yeah.
It was nice to see. It was a good tribute. I know it made a lot of the wrestling news sites the next day.
It did. I saw pictures too that, you know, from it too, which I remember clear as day. I was like, oh, I think he's done because they're taking a long. They let everybody else leave who was involved in that match until those two guys were left, and they were out there for quite a bit longer. So, you know,
yeah, it was something that I'll remember. I personally saw that this event for me was a big bucket list thing. I got to see Finn Balor wrestle. I got to see Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. I'd actually never seen them wrestle before, so
really?
That was kind of cool for me. Yeah, I'd never seen them. All the other shows I've ever been to has been the other brand.
Yeah, had a good
whatever
match
brand
too,
they're
that
not
night.
They're on.
Yeah,
we got them
in the first half. That's what I really was surprised. You know,
I thought
and
they had a good
great,
match.
It was a great match. Yeah, it was a 25 minute match. That was a decent match for what it was. I mean, you know, you don't expect seeing that. It was Roll Up City most of the night, but it was a good match. That was a good match. That was a definitive good match, so it was nice.
And we got everybody from Raw except for Ronda. You know, I mean, everybody who was on the next night on TV was there, you know.
And, except for Owens.
Oh, yeah, Owens. That's right. Owens quit, didn't he?
Supposedly.
Didn't know Owens. I played it right as we came out of the commercial break. Owens quit. He's like, I'm done.
He's done.
But then again, there's been a lot of rumors about maybe someone he might be connecting up with.
Nope. Got shot down already.
Oh, no Heyman and Owens?
No. They said if Heyman comes back, it's going to be with Ronda only.
I cannot wait for that. She needs him so bad.
Oh, she's not a really good speaker.
Oh, she needs Heyman so bad.
I mean, you
bad.
Heard her stumble through the ID coming back there, too, right? She's just like, okay. But, yeah.
Well, let's give her credit for the in-ring prowess.
Oh, absolutely.
Considering how new she is to this, but it takes a while to turn that page on the performer scale.
You're right.
You know, it's hard.
It doesn't help that everything's scripted either.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, she's going to have a match coming up on the is it Lita? No, who's she taking on?
No, she's taking on, well, the rumor is that Evolution, she's going to take on Nikki Bella, apparently.
Oh, that's right.
That's the rumor.
And that's why we got the Bella twins when we weren't expecting them in Rochester this weekend.
I think no one's just picked them up yet, and they've been hitching rides town
they've
to town.
Been hitching rides. Well, I'll tell you, they, you know what? They're very beautiful ladies. I can't deny that, you know. And
who shouldn't be in a wrestling ring.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was amazed at the ovation they got. I mean, the place exploded.
There was a lot of little kids there. Little kids love the Bellas.
My wife flipped out. She's not even a wrestling fan. She just loves their show, and she flipped out. I'm not going to lie to you. It was cool to see them.
Yeah.
I will admit, I got quite a bit of dirty looks when everyone was chanting, "We want Nikki," and I said, "No, we don't." You know, I would just, "We want Nikki." No, we don't.
Danger.
No, we don't.
Danger. Remember when we were sitting next to John Cena's dad, and Nikki Bella was like doing the little waves to us and stuff? It was like, oh, I got we had a front row seats, and John Cena's dad was next to us, and I know him because he does independent stuff. So he's been around. He's been to Rochester a few times.
He's been on TV a bunch of times, too.
And his brother, Steve, was on the other side. Yes. John's brother lives in Rochester, Steve. Everyone knows that who's listened to this show. He's been on a few times. But, but when they were like, she was like, you know, making kissy faces towards us. It's like, wow. Yeah, yeah. I can't tell the difference between them except for the one that with a pound per square inch.
My wife can tell the difference just by looking at a picture.
Yeah, no, I really can't.
I can tell by looking at a picture now, but there's one reason.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Yeah, you can tell now. No, I was going to say the other interesting part that I noticed was Bray Wyatt and JoJo making kissy faces at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of very interesting.
Creepy, man. Creepy.
But, yeah, like Wyatt was laying in the ring, laying on the bottom rope, you know, how he usually does when he waits for his opponent, and JoJo was standing in front of him, and you could just see Wyatt's eyes going up, down, up, down, up, down. And she'd look at him, and he'd blow kisses, and you could see her shaking her head like, no, 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 be serious. And he's like, no. So that was interesting to see.
I wonder how Jose Offerman, her dad, feels about that. Hey, Scott, we got to run, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys.
All right, we got to go to break. Yeah, Jose Offerman, JoJo Offerman. She doesn't look the same when she was on Total Divas. I don't know what it is.
All these years on the road.
We'll be back after this. You'll listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This is WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy and Chad Rowley joining us. And man, I loved was Finn got to come out and do his dance to this song.
First time I've ever seen Finn live.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah.
I think me too, probably. I'm trying to think. He was hurt when I went when I saw Monday Night Raw in Buffalo with Paulie back in December of 2016. I think he was hurt. But remember when he was doing the dance here with everybody,
awesome.
And everybody was doing it along with him. But I mean, he doesn't do it on TV anymore, just because they don't have time. You know,
the kids loved it.
No,
well, if they give him his entrance, he does it.
Yeah,
like if he's coming down for like a interview segment, he doesn't get it.
I don't like him losing to Constable Corbin or whatever the heck his name is.
Well, the way they're doing it is to get Constable Corbin Acting General Manager Corbin over in his abusing of his power and whatnot.
Oh, okay. But he's beating him. He beat him on a house show. He beat him on Monday Night Raw.
Almost the same way.
Exactly.
He restarted the match and
yeah.
But yeah, no. The good news about this whole thing with. First off, I like Corbin in that role better than I liked him as a full-time wrestler, so that's awesome. But the good news is that apparently Kurt Angle is training very hard, and he's going to be having matches shortly.
I cannot wait.
Maybe his son's coming back, too.
Yeah.
We don't know about that. 222-1280 starts over. We've got Rick from Rochester. Rick, what's up, buddy?
You mean Constipated Corbin?
Yeah, Constipated Corbin.
What a house show that was. That was the best house show I've been to in several years.
Yeah,
it was
really
good.
Well,
it was
funny is it became a Raw live event, and it was like, what surprised me was it started so late on a Sunday. Usually when they do the 5 o'clock starts, you know, normally they do the matinee, they call them, but they gave us everybody who was, you know, pretty much who's there came out and wrestled. And we even got to see Mike Bennett or Mike Kanellis, whatever.
Yes.
You know, probably not a lot of people knew who he was there at the end of the show. You know, did they come out? I didn't see him come out.
They all came out. The heels all came out in a group.
Okay, I was gonna say they didn't come out with that terrible music that he had.
Yeah, that was really good. I'm surprised AOP was there. It was good to see them. I like those boys.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They came out and
squash,
kick some butt. Yeah,
I know Paul Ellering probably doing stuff behind the scenes at NXT. Is he gonna come out again and
no.
do some managing?
No, he's done. His daughter, I think, is trying to get into wrestling.
Well, she was on NXT before.
Yeah, Rachel Ellering's been wrestling for a while.
Yeah, but I don't know what he's doing. I think they just didn't. They don't want to have a manager. That's why. But you know, Paul Ellering's got such history. They should have kept him. I loved it.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't like how they wrote him out. You know, they should have still, you know, came back and brought up some other guys in NXT. he's a great mouthpiece.
You're absolutely right. He is a great. He's a legend.
Yeah. So what else, Rick?
I implore people to go down earlier before the shows and hang out. Not like a stalker, but just hang out outside. The Bella Twins were a surprise for me to see them there. They're really nice.
Did you ask them if you could use their bathroom on their bus?
They didn't have a bus.
Oh, okay.
They had their car.
Gotcha. Someone had a bus there.
They were filming something that I think it might be for their show, because this is a good, you know, focal point of the show of them being back together again for the first time in 3 years. They were there was a crew outside waiting for them when they got out of the car and stuff like that.
Sure.
So hopefully we'll see that some footage from them in the next season.
Cool, man. Cool.
And last thing. What do you think of? I've asked you before, but I didn't think I got quite a good enough answer. I think Punishment Martinez is the real deal, man. He's got to come up to another league soon.
He's a TV title holder in Ring of Honor right now, I believe. So, yeah, I don't know. I love Punishment Martinez. He's a big 6'8" guy who wrestles for Ring of Honor. Just an incredible talent. But, I mean, you know, he's probably got a good contract with them. You'll see him eventually. Don't worry. Nothing lasts forever. Thanks for calling, Rick. We're going to get out of here. We've got another week down. Thank you so much for listening. You can find all our old shows on iTunes, as well as be our friend on Facebook, like Chad's right now.
Hey, absolutely.
He's on Facebook Live right now. And Danger Boy,
thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Chad, for coming out. We get a chance to do Chad-y-okey, but we'll have you again, bro.
It'd be great anytime. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Danger, once again. We'll see you next week here on the Pain Clinic.